Moshe Perakei Pasukei, our last shiur together before Tisha B'Av, and a very appropriate shiur, unfortunately, for the 9 days, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, you're not fooling anybody. I've watched what you do, I've watched what motivates you. It's not trying to know me or be close to me. So in a manner of speaking, Eicha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer, and all we do is cry out, and we complain that it's only silence from Hashem, that's because before Eicha even happens, all of this is being told to us, and we ignored it. Why should Hashem keep answering? We're not asking for Him until we're in a pinch. The anah gaon Yisrael b'fanav. The pride of Yisrael is going to be humbled. Ina, anava, being low, sinking low. The gaiva is going to be humbled drastically. The Yisrael v'Ephraim yikashlu b'avonam. And Israel and Ephraim are going to stumble over their sin. Kashal gam Yehuda imam. And Yehuda also is stumbling with them. So Yehuda thinks they're getting off scot-free while the 10 tribes are punished and get exiled. And they have a little bit of smugness. Look at us. We have the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing can happen. When Samcheirav comes and surrounds it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us with a miracle. We have nothing to worry about. But some of the Mefarshim say the pride that they should have had, being Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. You're supposed to conduct yourself in a positive way. Dr. Mendel Hirsch says, the arrogance of Yisrael, its good fortune, its misused riches, bear witness against it before God. So the corrupted and the corruptors come to a downfall. Vav b'tzonom viv karam yelchu. With their flocks, with their cattle, they're going to go levakesh es Hashem. V'lo yimtza'u, but they're not going to find Him. And what does it mean with their flocks and their cattle? So Rashi says, they're going to bring b'korbanosehem. They're going to bring karbanas. All of a sudden now, everybody's very from. No atheist in a foxhole. Chalatz mehem, but He has withdrawn from them. So if ever there's a perfect parable for Eicha, because that is one of the great complaints that Yirmiyahu HaNavi makes in Eicha, that the people make in Eicha, the Basri Yerushalayim. I call out and He's nowhere near. I try to reach Him and He doesn't answer. Why don't you answer? Why aren't you listening? Why not? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to look for Me when it's too late. Chalatz mehem. But He has withdrawn from them. He slipped away. Be aware, like chalutz hana'al, like the ceremony of chalitza, where you slip off the shoe. As easy as that, a slip-on shoe slips off. Why? Zayin b'Hashem b'Godu. If there was ever a more appropriate limud on Erev Tisha B'Av, I don't know what it is. They betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivanim zarim yoladu. They begot strange children. Children fathered by somebody else. Rashi says, this isn't just the metaphor of Klal Yisrael as the woman with a son of unknown parentage. This is the idea that nischasnu bagoyim, we intermarried. Look at the Jewish population of the United States. 85% identifies itself as assimilated, intermarried. You're not even sure who's Jewish anymore. You know, among the communities that aren't looking to stay Jewish. Ata yochleim chodesh eschel kehem. Now a month will consume them with their fields. The month will devour them. So, what is the month that's going to devour them? Wow. Can't learn this on a more appropriate day. The month of Av. Rashi, Radaka, Barbanel, Mitzudas, David say it's all going to be the month of Av when the Jewish nation is designated to suffer. And the enemy is going to come and consume the produce of all of the fields and then destroy the best portion that the chelek, that Klal Yisrael have, which is, of course, the Beis HaMikdash. So here you are, Tisha B'Av in Hosea. Ches tiku shofar ba'giva. Sound the shofar in Giva. Chatzotzra b'Rama. A trumpet, sound that in Rama. Horiu base oven. Shout in base oven. Acharecha Binyamin, after you Binyamin. Meaning the invading forces are after you Binyamin. Giva and Rama, all of the Binyaminite areas that we mention. So Targum says this is Nevi'im, raise your voices like a shofar. And prophesy that a murdering nation is going to come upon Binyamin because they crowned Shaul from Giva. the statements of Shmuel from Ramah, Shmuel HaNavi. They didn't serve the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the Chelek of Binyamin. All of these represent parts of Jewish history where we made our bed. And the disaster is going to come, and now we're going to lie in it. So, technically, Givon Ramah, says Dr. Hirsch, did not belong to the Northern Kingdom, or we're at the northern boundary of Binyamin. If the alarm is sounded there, that means all of the 10 tribes have already been overrun, and now the enemy is threatening Yehuda as well. The land of Binyamin is thought of as facing south. An alarm from the north calls on it to turn around. Look behind you. Here they come. Tess, Ephraim l'shamasihiyah. Ephraim will be completely obliterated. Will be, or it could mean bewildered. Beyond tochecha. On the day of tochecha, of contention. On the day of rebuke, tochacha. On the day that Klal Yisrael gets what's coming to it. B'shivtei Yisrael hodati ne'emana. Among the tribes of Israel, I made known that which was true. There was a time when Yehuda was steadfast to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is not that time anymore. Yud, hayusare Yehuda kemasige givul. The officers of Yehuda, the princes of Yehuda, have become those who are shifting the landmarks of their neighbor, who are envious of other people's fields, so they try to move the fence line, so they take over. This happens sometimes. I know somebody where this happened to them, that the neighbors moved their fence over into their property to sneak away 10 extra feet of land. B'yom tochecha, on the day of contention, the day of Moser, b'shivtei Yisrael, oh, sorry, we did that one. K'masi gegvul, aleihem eshbo kamayim evrosi. Upon them I am going to pour out my wrath like water. Even such a seemingly small thing, like violating the boundaries of your neighbor, that's going to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. Now, other interpretations from the Chazal, we violated the boundaries of the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We transgressed them. We are masige gvul to places that we are not supposed to be, but we did it anyway. So, some say Malchus Yisrael violated the boundaries between themselves and Malchus Beis David because they're not supposed to be kings. By taking kingship upon themselves, they didn't have the right. Terrible things on the Yom Tochecha, which is very much in the spirit of Tisha B'Av when we are learning this. This is that terrible day.